Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. I'm a team filling in for Qasim today, and our guest today is Colette. So Colette, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yes. Hello. My name is Colette Simcoe-Knaus. Name is French because my parents actually were living in Switzerland at Neuchâtel, the French part, at the time when they were pregnant with me. Heard my name on the street and said, hey, let's name her that. And lo and behold, now it's become a brand, which is just surreal to me. But anyways, yes, Colette Simcoe-Knaus. I live in Austin, Texas, by way of, I actually was born and raised in the San Francisco Bay Area of California. And prior to that, I lived in South America and in Europe. Hence, I am bilingual in English and Spanish. Yes, and I am the head chef and founder of, this is not my first company, but it was rebranded for my first company. It's called Colette's Mini Donut Cakes. Let's see. Yes, that's the brand right there. It's a special company because it's, I created these things called mini donut cakes. They taste like a donut, look like a mini cupcake, and they're actually healthy for you, which sounds just crazy. How can a treat be healthy for you? Well, a couple of things. They're baked and not fried. They're gluten-free and vegan and low sugar and soy-free and peanut-free. And they actually have some nutrition value like protein and omega-3s in them. So a lot of parents like myself, we actually approve of our children eating these treats and children actually want them. So it's hard to find that combination. And we don't use a lot of sugar in them. We use the healthy sugar, the maple syrup, which I know a lot of people are wanting today. We don't use, I guess, it's not synthetic, but people call it kind of synthetic sugar, like the stevias and all of those. I mean, those are a real plant, but a lot of people don't like those. Your body doesn't really like them. So yes. Would you like me to get into why I actually make these things?
Yeah. I was just curious because you mentioned that you have kids and that it's health, you know, like approved for children. So was that kind of like your reason for doing it? You're looking for healthy snacks for your kids? Or was like a different reason behind starting this company?
Yes. To start things off, my age would say a lot about, because if you're a certain age right now, you're thinking, oh, well, these things have been around forever. You know, all these allergy friendly treats. No, they actually haven't been. When I was 30 something, so you can all do the math there. But when I was 30 something, I finally realized with the help of my husband and my cousin-in-law, he married my cousin, so I had to call him my cousin-in-law, and he is an orthopedic surgeon. We were at a family reunion and he was constantly watching me run to the restroom, itching my skin. He was watching me figure out what I needed to eat. Your body is really smart. It tells you to stay away from certain things and it tells you it's okay to eat certain things. And because your body knows that, oh, if I eat this, then I'm going to have this reaction. So your brain thinks, okay, well, then I won't eat that anymore. So he suggested to me after a week, he said, Colette, when you go home, try to cut out X, Y, and Z and see how you feel. So I thought, okay, well, you know, I'll do it. And why not? Because I'm always sick. And isn't this just normal? Do you always feel sick? Isn't this just normal? No, apparently it's not. So I started off with cutting out gluten in my diet. And I'd already kind of dipped my hands in cutting out dairy. And I felt good. I felt better, but not great. And so I also cut out gluten too. And I felt like a cloud had been lifted over out from underneath me. What's the best word for that? But anyways, I felt like the clouds disappeared from over me. And I had so much energy and my stomach stopped hurting. I didn't have to live off of hydrocortisone anymore with itching my skin. I mean, it really is true that so many of our health issues are connected to what we put into our body. A lot of people don't realize that still. The irony of the whole thing is that my mother is a registered dietitian. And back in her day, it was what? Food? Food is goodness. Food can't be poison. For some of us, it is. And unfortunately, I was still having some problems. I felt 99% better. I was still having some problems. I went and got allergy tested, and lo and behold, I do have a citrus allergy. It varies though. I can have lime and lemon, but I can't have orange, for example. I also have a soy allergy because I kept eating edamame at a sushi restaurant and tamari. So now I have to have coconut aminos for my soy sauce instead. I found out I have a nightshade allergy too. For those of you who don't know what a nightshade is, it's your chilies, your tomato, eggplant, bell peppers, all those fun foods that I used to love. But my body always told me, Colette, you don't like tomatoes. But I would always say, well, my dad eats them, so I should like them too, right? But for some reason, my body always told me, don't like tomatoes. But anyway, so that being said, I had to teach myself how to feed myself because, well, we'll say it, about 13 years ago, this food was not on the market. There was hardly anything. There were maybe, and I'll just say it, there were brands like, what was it? Odie's, which just tasted so bad. And I'm sorry, Odie's, for saying that, but you were the first people to put these things on the market. Thank you for doing that. But I did not like them. And a lot of people feel like that too. I don't know if your product has improved. I hope it has. I make my own bread now. But yes, so I had to just do all this research. I actually created a cookbook out of it, which you can purchase on my website. It's called Never Go Hungry Again, because would you let me to grab that? Or
sure, you can. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, sure. Why not? So yes, it's available through Barnes & Noble, just on my website. But I felt like I went through this huge journey of trying to figure out how to just live in a regular world and not be able to go to a restaurant, not being able to just get takeout food. I had to cook everything I made. And my husband was amazing on going through this journey with me. And he still does, because sometimes I'll accidentally get sick or we have to find special restaurants. And on top of it, I'm a vegetarian now because I can't kill animals anymore. I just can't. So it makes life even more difficult for my husband. Right. But anyways, yes. So I just started creating recipes. I would take allergy recipes, allergies to me. I would take those and then alter them. This was before I was a mother, so I had more time on my hands. And I just started altering. And when I went to Bed Bath & Beyond, which I know is not as big as it used to be anymore, but there used to be a Bed Bath & Beyond on every corner. And it's just crazy how they've just not done well. I don't exactly know what the reason is, but I can only assume. I missed that. But I found a donut pan there when I was shopping there. And I thought, wow, this could be cool. I haven't had a donut in years. And because something just always told me, Colette, don't eat that donut. Don't eat that donut. Even though everybody else is eating it, don't eat it. So I listened to my body and I just didn't eat the donut. But I knew what a donut tasted like because my body said, don't eat it. Because my body was telling me, you're allergic to it. So I looked up some donut recipes that I couldn't have. And I just altered them based on what I had taught myself. And I made these creations that everyone tried. And everyone said, after years, they said, Colette, you need to sell these things. And I said, what are you talking about? I said, I don't know anything about selling this stuff. I went to school to, I have my master's in international business in the Spanish language. I happened to graduate in 2008, mind you, when the economy collapsed and I couldn't get a job. So I found myself in hospitality, which kind of was a precursor to what I'm doing today. I worked in restaurants, catering, event planning. My very first company actually was event planning, which I rebranded into this company after figuring out, okay, I guess this is what I'm doing now. During COVID, that whole thing happened, actually. So this is a COVID-born company, which is just strange, and it's growing too. Yes, but what happened was I was always just constantly still creating recipes as being an event planner, being a new mom. I found that my son, who never wanted to be put down, he was constantly in the kitchen with me. And he just came in the kitchen one day by himself. I gave him a butter knife and an avocado, and he cut it open when he was 1 year old. And I will never forget that moment. I said, I have a little chef. And I started teaching cooking classes and exposing people to the then recipe for my donut cakes. It's been altered since then. So nobody actually has the recipe out there. All my former students, it's been altered to make it more simple and actually healthier too. Because people said, oh, well, if you're going to do this, you know, you might as well make it vegan too. And I thought, well, why not? Yeah, because it wasn't originally vegan. Because most people are vegan, and it takes care of a lot of allergies too. So yes, but that's kind of how this was all born. And I only had two flavors, and now I have eight. So yes.
That's amazing. So I would ask, so, you know, we always ask this question, if we're in the tech space. So what is the role of technology and artificial intelligence in your business?
So I guess going back to my old age, quote unquote old age, when it comes to
not old age, by the way, not at all, but go on.
But when it comes to technology, so back in business school, and it was back in 2006, in marketing class, we learned about, actually, by the way, I went to Pepperdine, grazie a Dio, for those of you who went out there. But you don't get to enjoy Malibu though, because you're always stuck studying, but it was okay. So, yes, we were learning about this thing called Web 2.0. Does anyone even know what that is here? It's so ancient, I feel like. But I thought, what is this Web 2.0 thing? I don't need to know this. So I didn't pay attention, and I wish I had. Because now, I mean, Web 2.0, for those of you who don't know, Web 2.0 is social media. And social media, without social media, just being a tiny little company like mine, having no brick and mortar, we rent out a commercial kitchen. We only retail. We only do catering and deliveries. We only do the farmer's market, but we have no brick and mortar. We rely on our retailers for that. But in order for me to help our retailers and help get the word out, I have to use technology, social media, and my website. Websites are a new thing to me too. I mean, for those of you who don't know this also, the internet was born during my time. I know, it's crazy to think that, but only in my 40s, all this stuff was born during my time. And yes, but without the internet, without social media, small companies, we can't survive. I know. And it's, you know, like I've been published in two magazines, two local Austin magazines, Edible Austin, and then also, let's see, West Austin City Lifestyle magazine, which I know people who work there, And yes, everyone tells me I'm bootlegging through this whole thing. And yes, I am literally the master of bootlegging here.
So you're cooking, like, you don't have any help. Like, you're the main, you're the only chef.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, I was trained through at Pepperdine to be a CEO, basically. That's what getting a master's in business does. You're trained to be a CEO.
Right.
And I was trained to be a CEO in a different topic, but I do know how to multitask and pull late nighters and just do everything, because that's what business school is. So yes, no, I mean, I was trained to do all this stuff. I mean, the only thing really is I'm learning how to do retail day to day. I'm learning more and more that I need to feed information to my retailers so they can help sell more. I didn't know that up until a few months ago, and I've only been selling these for 2 years. And I have to train every single place that this is what these are. Here's some samples. I'm constantly sampling. I was at Wheatsville, for those of you who are here in Austin. Wheatsville is the only food co-op in the state of Texas. They're amazing. But I do tastings there all the time. And then I sell the entire shelf. I'll sell 40 boxes easily within 4 hours. And I have to do it every once in a while because I have seasonal flavors.
But I was just curious, like, are you looking at like delegation and hiring staff? Like, this is, I mean, you're obviously scaling this company, so I'm sure you're probably going to have to hire people. It's like, this company is going to be huge. I mean, just based on what you're telling me, it's like, obviously I wasn't so familiar with your brand, but it's like, to me, it's like, you know, all of it makes so much sense. Like, it's not only, you know, healthy, but it tastes good. I think it's like, there's so much demand for these types of products.
Yes. And that is true. And that's kind of where I'm stuck right now. For those of you who have advice for me, I guess one of my biggest strengths, which my husband always says, Colette, you have that strength and I just don't. I am a very large extrovert, and I'm not afraid to talk to anyone. I'm really good at sales. I actually got moved around when I was working at Pottery Barn and Pottery Barn Kids. I was a sales manager. I got moved around because there were three different stores that needed me. And I reached out the other day and I said, you know what? If he doesn't answer me, he doesn't answer me. But he answered me. And I had a meeting with the president of Not a Moo Ice Cream, and he was amazing. And because what we've been doing lately is we have been pairing my donut cakes on top of his ice cream because it's vegan.
Wow.
Ice cream.
Okay.
So
yeah.
It's like a healthy topping sprinkle.
I can already taste it. Like, I already want some.
I know. And I should have brought you some. I thought about this on the way back to my computer.
No, but just you describing it, I'm like, I want it, you know? So like, I'm in Dallas. I'm also in Texas. So it's like, it's just as hot here. So yeah.
Yes. Yes. But he gave me the thumbs up on, I actually made him a sundae at our meeting. And he gave me the thumbs up, and yes. And so, but his advice to me was, with the way the industry is going right now, because of COVID, unfortunately, it affected a lot of companies negatively. So he said, stay small as long as you can. But try to just build up and build up and build up with what you can. But he has said that, you know, if you want to try to get funding and try to move into a factory and get distribution, absolutely go for it. And so that is my end goal. Yes.
That's amazing. Good.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to see this like on the world stage. I mean, I really believe that, you know, obviously, because like, I haven't tried it, but I can already tell. Just your passion for it, like your passion for it, I think is also like, it speaks for itself. And I think that in and of, you know, it's like, and he's 100% right. I think if you can get funding or just find a way to reach more people. And like, obviously, I think I told you before the show, it's like my sister, like I have two nephews that are young, and I know that they could definitely, you know, I think any young kids like good tasting things that are also healthy for them. Like, to me, it's like that is, and 100%, as you said earlier, and this is like, we always talk about this, like on our show, we've had all the other guests that are making healthy products. It's like, those things that, you know, the mainstream kind of foods that are being sold at grocery stores, many of them are not good for us. And we think they're good because we've been eating them for decades and decades and decades. But ultimately, they have all these chemicals and different ingredients that are not healthy and are not good for you. So I think if you can
Yes.
add value by having something that's good for you and also tastes good, I mean, that's like the best combination.
Yes. Yes, and they are freezer safe too, so that kind of helps with the life of them also because yes, they are so natural, they do mold. So after 12 days in the refrigerator, they will start to kind of turn a little bit. But they are freezer safe, so that's what gives them more life. But yes, I know that's been a challenge though, because I have been applying to more retailers, and this and that, but a lot of them are afraid to take me on because they want me to be able to, like Central Market, for example. It's something where no, you need to be able to cater to all of our stores, and I can't do that.
Gonna happen soon, I'm telling you, Colette. It's gonna happen very soon because, you know, it's gonna have to happen. I think it's gonna have to happen because whether you like it or not, it's just I think it's for the better because, as I said, it's like if more people outside of Austin, outside of Texas, can get your products, that would be amazing.
Yes, people ask me to ship them all the time. And so I finally just gave in and I said, okay, well, it's on our website now. I'm offering shipping. It is a higher cost because, I got the minimum amount of shipping that I could, but I'm only going to be shipping the cinnamon flavor because that's the most weather resistant. And then also only through the months of September through I think April I choose because as you know in Texas the weather is just wonky. And if they sit, even if they're frozen when I ship them, if they sit in a mail room in 100 degree heat, they will just be destroyed. And all of my flavors are based on the Texas heat too. Like I just brought back chocolate, which I take away in the summertime. I always bring back chocolate in the fall, and right now the heat is just, it makes me nervous, but people want it. And so I said, okay, well, I'm gonna release it, but just know that don't put it in the heat. And
Smart.
it's crazy. I'm releasing pumpkin right now too. In the fall, it's supposed to be cooler out, and we're still wearing tank tops.
No, it's hot. It's hot. So, just to wrap, do you mind sharing your website or something? Somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you.
How do you want me to do that? I'm sorry.
Well, if you could just you know, just
Oh,
tell our
easy
audience,
way.
like, you know, what your
Cool.
website is, like, what your
Yes.
social media handles are. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, it was an event planning company, so it's called Events by Colette. EventsByColette.com. The handle is events_by_Colette. But then you'll immediately see the name. It says Colette's Mini Donut Cakes. So yes.
Well, Colette, I want to say thank you so much for your time. We're rooting for you, and hopefully we'll see it on the shelves here at Central Market and all over the country. So
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank
thank you, and thanks for joining us.
you. Bye.
Thanks. All right, bye.